This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
So, nobody, there was a story last night that I wanted to cover, and we didn't get a chance to get to it. I think it's pretty important. So here it is from CNBC. Yelp data, for those that don't know, that's an online sort of ratings site or app that you can use to like rate restaurants and other stores and things like that.
If you don't understand how it works, there's a great South Park episode on the subject.
You know, there's going to be a South Park episode on the mask thing, right? That's coming up.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, there's going to be an hour-long special later this month.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to bust the balls on all four sides, or on all the sides.
I suspect they would. That's the way they do things. Yeah. So looking forward
to seeing
that.
It'd be nice to see, yeah.
Yelp data shows 60% of business closures due to the coronavirus pandemic, which we know it's actually due to the government pandemic, the government existing and cracking down on businesses. 60% of those closures are now permanent.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if Yelp ever wants to go into a different business, it would be a great name for like a magazine for small business owners, because that's what they seem to be doing on a regular basis.
Oh, these poor business owners. I was just actually at, I was in Manchester today. You were going to go, but you got tied up with something else. There was a protest. I guess they've been doing mask freedom events there twice a week. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays out in front of the City Hall there in Manchester, New Hampshire. And so it was, you know, put across my desk this week that this was even happening, and so we were invited out. So I went out to kind of check it out, and maybe there's about a dozen folks out in front of City Hall, different signs and things like that. But Bill D was he showed up, and
oh, he was there.
Yeah, he showed up.
Oh, I wish I'd been there then
with Gail. And
I still kind of do, but
and he was telling me that there was this like a Chinese restaurant over by the club, that there's like a Manchester activist club that is in downtown Manchester, and so Chinese restaurant nearby, like a takeout place, but also I guess they have some sit-in. And it's been takeout only throughout the last however long, like months.
Right.
And he keeps going in there and trying to like talk to the owner about, hey, you know, don't you want to open up? I mean, this has got to be hurting you financially, right? Like, she's definitely taking a beating financially. And she's like, she obviously wants to, but she's so afraid of what might happen to her if she does.
Is she afraid of getting sick, or is she afraid of what the government's going to do to her?
You know, that wasn't made clear. It could have been a bit of both. I think what she had said to him previously was that she doesn't want to open up at 50% capacity. So I guess the big city, Manchester and New Hampshire, and some of the larger populated counties, I guess from what I've heard, the restaurants there aren't allowed to open at 100% capacity. So to her, it's like, well, why bother if that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, you don't have to throw somebody out if they get some takeout and sit down and eat it.
True.
If you don't want to, but yeah, I can see why you wouldn't want to maintain a dining room for half of the traffic for which it was desired, and most Chinese restaurants, they're so small that you know, you can't cut them in half and still have them profitable. Yeah.
And the same thing's true of the taco place. If people watching our video streams can see us eating big, gigantic burritos here in the studio.
God, they're good. I love these guys.
But the same thing's true there. He doesn't want to open unless he can open at 100% capacity. And under governor's orders, he's not allowed to open if he wants to open at 100% capacity. Is my understanding.
Well, let's muster the militia and tell him no, and tell him he can open at 100% capacity as he wants.
That'd be great.
How many people are going to show up with 100 armed men in the parking lot and say, "Nah, we're going to shut this place down"?
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, just like the thing with our co-host Jay Noon, who didn't pay property taxes on his house down in Palmer, Massachusetts. they were going to come and take his house from him. And indeed, we were able to stop that from happening in the moment by putting a bunch of people in his front yard with video cameras. There was probably, you know, a couple dozen folks that came out to support him. But they all had to go home at some point.
See, that's, I wish he hadn't done it wrong.
What do you mean?
He did it in Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah.
That's not how any of this works. You do it in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, he did it when he did it. And he,
I know.
You know. He did it
and,
for the reasons
and,
he did
you know,
it.
He, it freed him up to get here. So sure. If that's what it took, then I'll bet you a dollar he's happier now than he was before that happened. So, so it all worked out. But I wished that the house had been in New Hampshire so we'd been able to salvage that, too.
Well, I mean, even then, I don't know if it would have worked. Because, again, unless you can keep people there 24/7, at some point, 4 in the morning, you know, 5 in the morning, the sheriff's department or the whatever police department is going to come in there, and they're going to come in when the ranks are the weakest as far as the defense is concerned. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what happened with Jay. Is they waited long enough, and I think in Jay's case it was like another 6 months.
Right.
So they waited plenty of time to where everybody just kind of went back to doing their thing, and then they struck.
And this is why I talk about trying to get other houses that are right by ours.
Oh, yeah.
Because the best way to muster the militia is if the militia lives next door.
I totally agree with you.
And of course, I know you've been down with that, too.
Yeah.
It's just it hasn't been happening yet. But.
Well, you know, we tried. Yeah. There was a guy that bought a house across the street and then sold it 3 months later because he was a flake.
Yeah.
And then, so we do. We've got two houses right next door to one another because there's the house across the street.
Right.
But, yeah, we definitely need more people with those kind of resources focusing together. Now, in Manchester, they're having some success with that. There's a large number of Free Staters, for lack of a better term, libertarian activists that have moved into the west side of Manchester, many of whom do live within a stone's throw, if not next door, to one another. So to some extent, there is a large concentration of us in one area.
Yeah, there are definitely places where there are. And I've considered heading out there. I mean, the more density you have, the better. The more activists you can get in one place, the better. And that's why we're all here. Although I see the density in Keene is definitely improving though. I mean, we've got people coming in, so.
No doubt. No, we need hundreds more. I mean, we need thousands more across New Hampshire. But
and if you're in one of the best armed states, one of the states like California that you know will crush you.
Oh, best armed states. You mean the state has a bunch of arms.
Exactly.
Okay. The people
states
of California
that have
don't.
No qualms about killing large numbers of people. You know, if you're in one of those states, this might be a good time to come and make a stand.
Yeah, I mean, it totally is, and that's what, you know, we had Luke Radowski on the show last week briefly, and he made the point that he finally realized it was time to do something, like, with himself, right? Because he's a traveler, he moves around and does a bunch of activism in different places, but he finally realized that, you know, the S is hitting the fan, so to speak, and maybe it would be a good idea to get together with all those like-minded people in New Hampshire, and so he did.
And we're going to see a lot of people like that. We're going to see people who've been, you know, around the community for 20 years, and then all of a sudden, or were 20 years ago, I guess not 20 years ago, how long have we been gone?
What? Where? What?
Free State Project.
Oh, it started in actually 2001, so almost 20 years.
Wow, 19 years ago, yeah.
The vote of which state was in 2003, and then I believe the first mover moved like right when the vote happened, so basically.
Yeah, the first mover actually moved the day after the vote. It was, she was in Maine, and so she just moved across the border.
And I ran into another interesting story from today. We'll get back to the Yelp business closure terrible news in a moment.
That is terrible news.
Yeah. But the another young lady that was at the protest, and again, this was a mask freedom event that was happening in Manchester.
So you actually saw her face?
Yeah,
that must
sure
have been hot.
It's refreshing to be able to see a woman's face. But she had explained to me that she actually moved to New Hampshire as part of the whole Free State migration back in 2012, but she'd never done anything since she'd gotten here because her attitude was like, well, New Hampshire's already awesome, so you know I don't really feel like doing anything. I'm just going to work or whatever. But it was this year with the crackdown where she finally decided, all right, well, I guess this is why I'm here. I should probably come out and do some stuff. And so now she's active.
And that's why I love having people move here, even if they don't move here and immediately do
sure.
activism. Because,
it still helps.
You know, when it really gets bad, I want them as thick on the ground as possible.
Yep. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE. Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the shocking number of businesses that are not going to ever reopen thanks to the government crackdown. More coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to see Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and his Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got those toll-free lines, and right now that's all we got, but hopefully we're going to announce something new to replace the Discord server that we used to have until they unceremoniously cut us off a few days back. It's Ian and Nobody with you here in the studio tonight. But for now, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, apparently there's a new militia in town, or at least it's being formed, and it's apparently a nationwide organization. Nobody, you're going to be telling us about that on the way here tonight. We're starting you out with some pretty depressing news about businesses here in the United States, according to Yelp. And this is just the United States. They released their economic impact report, revealing business closures across the U.S., according to CNBC, are increasing as a result of the coronavirus pandemic's economic toll. And again, every media always blames the coronavirus pandemic when, no, it's the government. It's the government. The fact that these government goons exist, that they are threatening business owners and telling them they're not allowed to open. That's why businesses are failing.
Is somebody sick?
Not in my life.
I don't know anybody.
Nope.
Oh, okay. But there's an epidemic going on.
That's what they keep telling us.
Well, aren't we lucky? But the thing is, everybody I know is as lucky as me.
Yeah.
You know? Not only do I not know anybody, I barely know anybody
who knows anybody.
2 degrees.
Yeah.
That will.
You're closer to Kevin Bacon than you are the coronavirus.
It seems that way. Yeah. It seems that way, which, you know, I'm not a fan.
You gotta get Kevin Bacon.
Nothing in particular. Okay. I'm not a hater. I'm trying to think what he's done.
He was good in Tremors. I liked Tremors.
Was he the guy in Footloose?
No, was that him?
I don't know. I remember he was very bouncy, whoever it was. But
I don't know.
He just bounced around a lot.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, bring up Footloose. It's apparently also against the rules to have dancing at your club.
Dancing.
The Liquor Commission. The Liquor Commission. Yeah.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah, the Liquor Commission has threatened a local bar, which has a dance floor, over allowing dancing.
Let's go dance in the Liquor Commission's office.
That's a great idea. I suspect you can't get in.
I suspect.
If it's the Department of Justice, they have security.
Oh, is it the Department of Justice?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Same gang.
We'll have to wait for a larger contingent for that, but... Back burner.
As of August 31st, 163,735 businesses have indicated on Yelp that they have closed. That's down from 180,000 that closed at the very beginning of the pandemic. However, it shows a 23% increase in the number of closures since mid-July. In addition to monitoring closed businesses, Yelp also takes into account the businesses whose closures have become permanent. That number has steadily increased throughout the past 6 months.
And now, it will keep increasing.
Yes,
That's no way it's not going to not only increase, but increase in rate.
Yeah, even if they opened everything up tomorrow, you would still see businesses going out of business. Now reaching 97,966, representing 60% of closed businesses that won't be reopening. Now, I mean, to Yelp, this is lost revenue. Because what Yelp does for business, besides, you know, being a neat little app that people use to rate things, is they get paid by those businesses. They will pitch their service to the business and say, hey, you know, Chinese restaurant here in town. Well, how about we list you first when somebody searches for Chinese restaurants? Or we give you the ability to delete bad reviews. If I understand it correctly, that's one of the perks that you get if you are a Yelp subscriber as a business, as you can go in and just actually remove bad reviews from
your
account.
That is such a bad idea.
Yeah, I've heard that that's true. I don't know if it's actually true because they've never pitched me, so I've never had the ability to verify that claim. But that's it, man. They get paid by these businesses, so they're down significantly. If 60% of businesses in the United States that have closed are not reopening, then that's a huge chunk of revenue that they're not getting either. Yeah. Quote, overall, Yelp's data shows business closures have continued to rise with a 34% increase in permanent closures since our last report in mid-July, according to the vice president of data science at Yelp. September's report marks 6 months since March 1st, the date the company considers to be the beginning of the business crisis. In order to gather closure data, Yelp monitors changes in business hours or descriptions on its app, offering an immediate, localized view of the impact the pandemic has had on small businesses. He noted, quote, despite the hard hit small businesses have certainly taken, we've seen that home, local, professional, and automotive services have been able to withstand the effects of the pandemic better than other industries, he said. So looking at the different business types that have been impacted by these mandatory shutdowns and ridiculousness, closures per 100,000. So it looks like the biggest category is breakfast and brunch. Places that serve just breakfast and brunch, 56.8 out of 1,000, closed, I believe, permanently. Gift shops at 39.4%, men's clothing at 31.3%.
Wait, is that percent? Or?
I'm sorry, percent out of 1,000. I apologize. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me on that. But these are the highest categories. Mm-hmm. And then food trucks, 28.1.
Out of 1,000?
Yep. Wow. That's right. The data supports the trend that most consumers are choosing to stay home over patronizing establishments physically, as home and professional services such as landscapers, contractors, and lawyers see a much lower closure rate than clothing stores and even home decor businesses.
And that's not even a fear thing for me. Like, I stay home more because there's no place I look forward to going. Any place I go, I know all I'm going to get is a hassle.
That's not true. I go out and I get things all around.
Well,
I have not been hassled. Were you hassled?
Well, I mean, and I actually I did get hassled at Cumbie's last time I went.
Oh, I've
irritating.
Heard they're cracking down there.
But
that's a convenience store for people.
Yeah, they unsuccessfully cracked down on me. They said, "What about our you need masks?" And I said, "Oh, we have a medical exemption because I was swiftly."
Nice. And they didn't do anything to you after that?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But
that's the key word.
Just,
those are the magic words.
It's irritating. The thing is, every time I go out, I don't know. I guess I just think of it's irritating.
It's irritating
to deal with.
Well, we did get harassed at the drive-in concert or the comedy show.
Yeah, those guys.
They gave us a hard time there, and that was ridiculous. And I agree with you.
That was actually the only place we've gone for fun. Everything else has been political organizing.
Well, I go out for dinner. You know, I go out for to grab some food and
We do have restaurants here. Most of the places that take Bitcoin are cool.
Yeah, it seems like it. Or at least they're trying to be as cool as they can. Not all of them have been entirely cool. There was one that told us that they were afraid of the government, and so they didn't want us in there without masks on. So that was
the place
in town. They were as nice as they possibly could be about it, but when we tried to use the medical objection or exemption or whatever, he didn't accept it because he didn't believe that you could. So ignorance of the law in this particular case kept us out of that place because they didn't know. They didn't know there was a medical exemption that could be utilized. In most places, that is the sort of the magic password.
Either that or he was lying, because I don't understand how he could not know that there's
a medical exemption. He probably hasn't read it.
I mean, he has people coming in every day and saying medical exemption. I'm sure at least one person a day.
I don't know, man. When we went to go vote, we were two out of nine people that had used said exemption to go and vote. So there's not a whole lot of people doing this, I don't think.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are ready and willing to seriously negotiate a new stimulus package.
The Democrats' failures continue. This week we learned 60% of the businesses that shut down during the pandemic, nearly 100,000 businesses, have closed permanently.
California Republicans saying it's Democrats that are holding things up with demands that are unrelated to the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. As Hurricane Sally heads up the East Coast, cleanup efforts in Florida continue.
It was a tough storm. There's definitely a lot of flood damage, but the fact that we got through it so far without any reported fatalities, I think people thought when you have almost 3 feet of water dumped, that is very hazardous. And so hats off to all the first responders.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Testifying before a Democratic-led House Homeland Security Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray says far-left group Antifa is a real thing.
To be clear, we do have quite a number of properly predicated domestic terrorism investigations into violent anarchist extremists, any number of whom self-identify with the Antifa movement, and that's part of this broader group of domestic violent extremists that I'm talking about.
Democrats on that committee have called Antifa a myth being spread in Washington, D.C. Filings for jobless benefits held nearly steady at 860,000 last week, remaining historically high amid the coronavirus pandemic despite summer hiring. Economist Joel Neroff believes
new claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here if you want. You can dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight is Ian.
And nobody.
And you have a WordPress website that runs WooCommerce, and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV. Well, now it is so, so easy to do. All you have to do is add the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress WooCommerce install. So if you already have WooCommerce up and running, you already know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, WordPress, one of the top website systems in the world, WooCommerce, the number one sort of commerce platform for WordPress. So there's a lot of people out there that have this thing already set up. They're already selling things on their website. Now you can, now you can add cryptocurrency acceptance just by adding the AnyPay plugin, and the setup is as simple as putting in your AnyPay username. That's it. If you don't have an AnyPay username yet, that takes like less than 5 minutes to go and get set up completely over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. You're ready to start taking crypto on your WordPress WooCommerce site. Go to AnyPayInc.com or just grab the WooCommerce plugin from your WordPress backend. So we're going to continue here with more of this depressing news about businesses in the United States. You know, don't stick your head in the sand, folks. It's not good out there what's happening to businesses. There's a ton of them.
Oh, no. That's what economists call a supply shock recession.
Supply shock recession. Tell me more about that.
Well, a supply shock is basically when, for whatever reason, people stop producing. And that is...
So it's a shock to the supply lines?
Exactly, basically. And basically, so things just shut down, and, you know, you end up with an empty supply chain. It would be a perfect prelude to invasion. I mean, imagine doing this that they're doing to us right now, and then immediately after having a military invasion, there's nothing in the supply chain. The warehouses are empty, so you can't raid them for supplies. Mm-hmm. It would be brilliant. Or if you were getting ready to suppress a revolution.
It's a mess, and it is not going to get any better anytime soon until there's actually a rollback, and I mean a real one that you know brings things back to an unregulated or previously regulated stance, because certainly the market was highly regulated before, which is why we're in the situation we're in, because so many business owners had, you know, through fear or because they feel like it's obligated or whatever, they got a business license. They went and they asked permission to exercise what should be their right. If you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you know, property, then you should have the right to swing open the doors to your business and let people come in without asking some government bureaucrat's permission first.
Just think how broad that is, the right to pursue happiness. And when they used the term happiness in that time period, didn't mean exactly what it meant now. It wasn't pursuit of joy. It was pursuit of those things. Well-being would almost be what they were looking for. So why do you work? You work to pursue your well-being. But everything we do, I mean, why do I smoke weed? Well, in pursuit of happiness, because I think it improves my life. Why do people drink? Why do people gamble? Why do people do whatever they do? They're pursuing happiness. And they may be pursuing it in a way where they're not going to get it, but they're pursuing it.
That's what people do. It is built in. It's inherent into being a human being and arguably other animals as well, as you pursue pleasure and you avoid pain.
Yeah. But not just pleasure, because an animal may just pursue pleasure, but a man also plans for the future.
Sure.
He also does the things that he needs to do to make his future happen. And when somebody comes along and just randomly changes your plans in the middle, no matter how well-intentioned they are, it's not going to work out for everybody. It's going to work out very badly for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, in the case of a man, planning the future, the reason you're planning the future is to arguably have a life that has more pleasure in it than pain, right? Like, that's what your goal is. Or you want to make that true for your kids or your grandkids or whatever. You want, like, that's just what people want.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what it is pleasure, pursuing pleasureness and, or pursuing pleasure and pursuing contentedness are not the same thing. I prefer. It just sounds.
It sounds
hedonistic when you say it, and not everybody
is.
Not everybody is a hedonist, though nobody is kind of a hedonist.
Sure. So back to the story here from CNBC about Yelp's numbers showing that 60% of the businesses that have closed since March 1st due to the government crackdowns are not going to reopen. They're closed permanently. It's over.
Wow.
There's a local lady here in this area. She owns the restaurant Fucking Great, which is a wonderful little fondue place here in town.
I love that place.
Sadly, is her last of three restaurants. She had three.
Wow.
She had a Latin fusion place out in the next town over, Marlboro, and then she had a little breakfast and brunch cafe called Audrey's Cafe right on the border of Dublin in Marlboro. So right in this area.
Yeah, and a place like that out way out there, that would never survive.
Right, and the number one category, according to Yelp, of businesses that have closed permanently is breakfast and brunch. So that's true with her.
I'm not surprised.
She shut that business down. And that's right, like, it's probably no more than 2 years after she dumped a ton of money into the building. She bought this place from its previous owners, I believe, and she sunk a bunch of money into remodeling that place. So it looks amazing. I've not been inside the building, but on the outside, it looks like really modern, and it used to be just like this little kind of breakfast shack on the side of the road. Now it looks incredible, but now it's there's nothing going on. It's closed.
So what happens to that building then? What happens to her improvements? Was it leased?
She'll have to sell it, I think. I suspect she owns the place. I suspect she owns the place. But yeah, two out of three restaurants closed permanently for this lady. And she's certainly not the only one. Again, they're pointing out here that the businesses that service people in their homes are doing okay. They haven't had as much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones that require people to go out, like clothing stores, for instance, they are closing left and right.
And let's not forget about the beneficiaries, because not everybody's going broke.
Sure.
Amazon is making a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
All of the fast food places are making a fortune. Yep. Domino's is making a fortune.
Well, I don't know if you heard, the fast food places are remodeling. And not yet.
Oh, yeah.
They're not yet remodeling, but there are plans to, according to FastCompany.com, pour billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, into remodeling. In fact, some of them are getting started on this. Actually, as I was driving back here, there's a little area of Route 9 here in New Hampshire on the way back to Keene that used to, a long time ago, it used to have a gas station on it. That got closed a decade plus ago and torn down, and nothing's been there for a long time. And then they started constructing, and they're like constructing this tiny little building there, like this little mini building. And I'm like, well, what is that? And so after enough time had gone by, they finally put a sign up. It's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts, which is, of course, now called Dunkin'. They renamed themselves.
They're
no longer Dunkin' Donuts. They're just Dunkin'. Yeah. But it's like this tiny little shack that's obviously going to be like a two-sided kind of drive-through where there's no place you can go inside. There will be no going in and ordering at this place. It's going to be, I suspect, drive-through only.
And that's something that I'm going to be watching for as I try to figure out what these lunatics are really up to, because this isn't about people getting sick. Yeah, but what I want to look at, one of the things that I'm watching is, especially with the very big chains, McDonald's and Burger King, mm-hmm. are they going to, if they start all remodeling existing stores to be like drive-through only, then that tells us that we're doing life. To me, that means they're not planning on letting us out ever
in the so-called new normal.
That the new normal doesn't involve meeting a girl or going to dinner or doing any of the things that we used to do, because that interferes with our slavery.
I think you're right.
And that's what they've got going on here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves. So more on the way about this sort of remodeling of society that seems to be well underway. I know some people think it's all going to end in November after the election, and I think that is ridiculously
optimistic. No, they've got it now. They've got the power.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have those options for you to call in at the moment, and somebody in the DLive chat is complaining. Moshe Finkelstein says, we'd probably get more viewers if we interacted with the chat every now and then. Well,
I think that's a good plan. We just did.
Look, I want to clarify something, Moshe. This is a talk show, so the way you interact is you call in and you talk to us, and then people on the radio get to hear what you have to say, because otherwise you're relying us to pay attention to the what's going on in the chat. You know, we can't do it during a show segment because we have to produce a radio show. So some of our internet listeners, I think, they don't understand that what they're actually watching is a broadcast radio show that also has an internet feed, right? So it's sort of like radio was our first thing. Although, to be fair, the very first night I did this show in 2002, I posted it online. So we have been online since day number one of this radio program. But in order to have a conversation on the air that doesn't include a bunch of dead air, we've got to pay attention to each other. We've got to pay attention to the phone lines. There's a lot to do as the, you know, the producer and main host of this show. If it's an after show, man, we're all about the chat room, because then we're doing a show just for you guys on the video services. So DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. Friday nights, Nobody, you've been doing a show called Nobody Tells the Truth.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow night, 10:30 to midnight. And I've got
Eastern time.
Yep, and I've got a guest coming out.
Well,
he's not coming. He's going to call in, but it's an anarchist from out east, and he's got a lot of very interesting.
Out east.
Or I'm sorry, out west.
Okay,
and
I was gonna say, don't get much more east than we are. But.
Yeah, that's true. It'd have to be smart Portsmouth right. or Manchester. That's about all you got.
Maine.
Yeah, Maine. But yeah, he's going to be calling in and talking about his. Insights on things.
Right, and during a show like that, when it's only being done for the online audience, we're not expected to, like, fill airtime in the same way that we... Like, on the broadcast radio, you can't just sit there for 15 or 30 seconds as you catch up on the chat and you, let's see what the chat said, and then, you know, read a bunch of stuff off. You can't have dead air, basically, so it's important to keep the talking going. Otherwise, people wonder if you're in your car and you switch to a radio station and there's nothing there, you're just going to switch past it and keep going, right? So, there's got to be something there.
Yeah, we used to have, when I was in school, I remember we worked in a studio and there was a light, and like if you didn't say anything for 15 or seconds, it would start blinking a little bit just so you could see it, you know, because either your microphone is broken and you don't know it, which is possible.
We have that here, actually, so if you don't talk for 15 seconds, there's a light that will start going off.
That's amazing that after all these years I didn't know it. We're good.
So, yes, please, feel free to involve yourself in the show. It's not to say that I ignore the chat. I do look. That's how I knew what you were saying there, but during the show segment, it's almost never something I can do because I've got like 10 different things to do. So we're talking about the crackdown on businesses and how now most of them, now 60%, according to Yelp, of those who have closed are never going to reopen again. And how many of those are going to be replaced by something? Because if you're if you were
well,
getting
first,
ready to,
how do you sell the building?
Well, that's point number one. If you were getting ready to go into business in January, right, like you were getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then this stuff happens. You're going to put the plans on hold.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And now you're wondering, okay, well, I still have this vision for this business that I wanted to do, but can I actually open it and still get people to come through the door? And that's the thing. A lot of these businesses, even if they do reopen at 100% capacity under whatever reopening rules your state has, many of them aren't seeing a large number of people coming back in.
Right.
They can't get to 100%.
Right. Well, capacity. I mean, the terrorists are still at it. They're still terrorizing the population.
The government terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, you want to weigh in, 855-450, free like freedom. They're talking about some of the business types that are still doing okay, including, places that service people that are actually at home. So, like a home security system or a landscaper, a contractor. Obviously, people still need to do stuff. Mm-hmm. They still need to get things done in and around their houses. But places that you have to go out to, like a restaurant, throughout the past 6 months, restaurants, bars, and nightlife venues have been hit the hardest by the restrictions brought by, again, they keep saying the pandemic. No, the restrictions were brought by the government. 32,109 restaurants have closed in the United States as of August 31st. The number of restaurants forced to permanently close is slightly above Yelp's total average at 61%. Yelp has also noted businesses already suited for well for takeout, such as pizza, coffee shops, and delis, are treading water better than the other restaurants. The types of restaurants with the highest closures include breakfast and brunch places, sandwich shops, and Mexican restaurants, for some reason. Norman noted the policy changes in the coming weeks and months could have an impact on whether these closures turn permanent. Well, no kidding. He mentions New York City here. Quote, the continued rollout of indoor dining, especially in metros like New York City, will be worth watching as it will be critical for businesses to maintain the right balance of practicing social distancing and other responsible safety measures to ensure they can stay open. In New York City, the last story we read about that, and this was only a week or two ago, was that the governor was saying, New York City restaurants will not be allowed to reopen because we don't have enough bureaucrats to enforce the rules. They want to have 4,900 bureaucrats, cops, basically restaurant cops, whose job it is to go around and enforce all these coronavirus restrictions on these businesses.
Wow.
And until they have enough enforcers ready to go out there and crack down, they're just telling restaurants, sorry, you can't open, as it gets colder and colder and colder. Because right now they're allowed to be open outside. You can go sit outside at these restaurants, but that's not going to be an option here in about a month.
Yeah, I mean, it would really probably be better for those businesses to shut down now than to operate outside at maybe a profit, maybe a loss, and then know that they're going to get shut down again in winter.
Yeah. I mean, how can you even... It's just, it seems so hopeless for a lot of these places.
Yeah.
It's sad.
But we have nothing to lose but our chains.
Well, and that's the thing, nobody. It's like, when will business owners finally come to the conclusion that you have nothing left to lose? These people, these government goons, have been telling you to follow what their edicts are. You do X, Y, Z, jump through the hoops, monkeys. And they did it. They thought they were doing the right thing. Their customers told them they wanted this, right? Some of their customers told them this. And they've just been slitting their own throats the whole time. When are you going to stop doing that? When are you going to say, enough is enough, I'm going to reopen how I want to reopen, how, you know, whatever I think my customers will appreciate, that's what I'm going to do.
And, well, the thing is, I suspect that the answer to that is they'll know that, or they'll do that when they think they have enough people to stand up for them. Mm-hmm. That they're going to be okay one way or the other, that they're not going to be dragged off to prison, that they're not going to be murdered by the police, who do that a lot.
Yep.
And Black Lives Matter, by the way. It's not a, what we need is to stand up as a single force against the government and to say, look, if we're going to go down, we're going to all go down together. And until that happens, we got nothing.
Yeah. There aren't enough of us.
There will be more. People wake up every day. People wake up and people go, wait a minute, they're lying to me about this. And oh my God, Epstein didn't kill himself. And oh my God, 9/11 was an inside job. And oh my God, why didn't I see all of this together? Now, I'm not even saying all those things are true, but that's what I'm hearing from people on Facebook. They're like figuring one thing out, and then all of a sudden they're starting to question everything.
Well,
and then you get the people who go way too far and start questioning whether the earth is flat. Well, I'm pretty sure the earth is round, but nonetheless, they're lying to us about a lot of stuff.
We did get a lot of positive response today at the protest that we were at, the Mask Freedom event in Manchester. We're on the side of the main drag there, Elm Street, and a lot of positive honks
nice.
Folks that went by. We did get one lunatic screaming at the top of his lungs from Massachusetts while wearing a mask, while driving
You could hear him from Massachusetts?
No, he had a mask plate.
Okay.
Screaming at us at the top of his lungs.
He had a mask plate? You have plates?
Oh. Massachusetts is what they're calling it.
I need to get my ears fixed.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Besides that lunatic and a couple others, it was the majority response was pretty positive. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.